Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima. And all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. You have several people running the session this evening, several net controls. My name is Kathleen. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm merely opening it up this evening. I'm located in a beautiful city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 88 degrees with a high today of about 91. Very nice day and absolutely no rain. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, and I always say that's a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary or something special they'd like to share? If you are one of those, we'd like you to come aboard so we can celebrate with you. So do we have any birthday stations? If so, come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, and I'll say it like I always say that. That means we're not getting any older. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. And I do want to advise you, we always record our TIN, so if you've been part of this session tonight, you'll most definitely be part of that recording. Our session tonight is the extra class preview, and I hope that you'll have a lot of fun. But at this moment, I'm going to throw it over to KY6D so he can have his opening comments. And everyone have a great evening.
KY6D here. Thanks, Kathy. And good evening, one and all. As Kathy mentioned, the subject tonight will be a preview on our up-and-coming extra course scheduled to start on August the 9th. However, before we start with a course for this year, allow me to give you some background on SCARS and how we started giving licensed courses and how it all began. It came to pass in the latter part of 2009 that your board of directors decided that it would be a good idea to do what we can to support amateur radio in ways that we could encourage new people into our hobby and further provide assistance technically to understand what is needed to know as to the new license levels they have the opportunity to reach for. So with all of this in mind, SCARS sat down and pulled a game plan together, and we wanted to make this a free service for anyone interested and further make it so encompassed that all the material necessary for the participants to find everything they needed in one place. This would include the question pool for the moment, copy of the FCC Part 97 rules, study guide material, miscellaneous images such as Ohm's law, the pie chart, ARRL band plan, and suggestions where the students could go to take practice exams. Let me buy everybody's, or recharge everybody's timer. Hang on. So our first year of production was 2010, which found us delivering four courses for the year. We had a Morse code course in the first quarter, a technician course in the second quarter, a general course in the third quarter, and an extra course in the fourth quarter. In addition, all classes were recorded and turned into podcasts and posted to our website. This approach became very successful in the manner of importing knowledge, gaining enthusiasm from the students, and establishing a working knowledge of what our great hobby is all about. In late 2013, a board of directors meeting on our SCARS outreach class presentation method discussed making some changes. The classes for 2013 had all been completed. The classes for 2014 and beyond would be scheduled differently. And based on the fact that our FCC program by design issues a revised question pool for the different license class every 4 years, and further that we here at SCARS have a wealth of class information archived on our website, we elected to run only one class where the question pool is being changed for that year. I'm going to buy one more timer. The technician license would have been changing at this point of decision first, and that would have come effect July the 1st, 2014. The general changed in 2015, the extra changed in 2016. And since then, classes for 2018 and 2019 have been completed, and we are now looking towards the extra course that becomes effective July the 1st of this year, or became effective, I should say. We are encouraging very strongly for you that are interested in upgrading to use our information posted on the website under a self-study scenario. We further encourage you to feel free to communicate with us at VOIP at scarsvoip.com, VOIP at scarsvoip.com, at any time you may have questions concerning the subject material that you're working on. So, at this point, please allow me to turn the program over to Kathy, K6SUN, our net manager, for a short description on what changes have been made in the new extra pool and how we go about conducting our classes. Mademoiselle Miss Sunshine, K6SUN from KY6V.
Well, thank you, Gordon, and good evening once again to everyone. I'm grateful that you've allowed me to be part of this program tonight. The new extra question pool for 2020 through 2024, in my opinion, has gone through some major modifications. Now, for starters, the old 2016 issue had over 700 questions, and the new 2020 version has been reduced to 623. In addition, a fair group of questions has been removed and replaced with newer questions to meet the current state of the art. Our extra course for this year will be starting on Sunday, August the 9th, and run through Tuesday, September the 8th. This will be a 5-week course consisting of two classes per week, run on Sunday and Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on our SCARS server. Each class should run about an hour. All necessary study materials being supplied free of charge to enable a successful course completion. This information may be found on our website under the Outreach Corner, found in the lower right-hand corner of the website homepage. And let me pause for a moment. It should be mentioned here that a segment of the question pool consisting of approximately 60 questions is being assigned for each class session. It is important here for those taking the course that this material be reviewed prior to each class so questions you feel pertinent may be covered during the class. At this point, allow me to move this review program on. There are 10 major categories in this year's question pool, and we have several of our instructors standing by to give you an overview of what the course has in store. But prior to starting, I want to see if we have any check-ins or questions from those in the audience, those who are connected. So is there anyone there who would like to come aboard?
Romeo, November.
Hotel Alpha.
All right, I see two stations here, and you guys caught me off guard. I didn't think anyone would be here. I had to find something to write it down with. Well, good evening, Dennis. It's been a long, long, long time. How are you, and how is the family, weather-wise, and everything else that's going on? KB9RRN, what are your comments tonight?
Good evening, Kathy and Lynette. Dennis, KB9RRN here in Greenwood, Indiana. Echo 1528 is my number, and just wanted to give you guys one for the numbers tonight, let you know there is somebody out here listening and with some interest. We appreciate you guys doing it. And the weather really has been the same here as it is there where you guys are, hot and humid and about the same temperatures, and pretty much everything's the same. So family's doing well. No issues there. Had some minor problems with the repeater station this week that I think we worked through, and hopefully that's been squared away for a while. And we're just trying to enjoy the summer amid all this craziness and everything else that's going on. So we will say hi to you and everybody else aboard the net, and turn it back to you, and we'll be listening along with you here, and wish everyone a best 7-3, and hope for a good net session this evening. So we'll turn back to you, K6SUN from KB9RN.
Well, thank you so much, Dennis, and I'm glad you're having some time for vacation. I don't know what that is yet, since I'm still doing summer school, and school down here starts for me August the 3rd. So I'm not sure if I have much of that. Glad things are okay. You're in a profession that I want to say stay safe in whatever you do. And thanks for being here. Thanks for checking in during my session. So with that, let me go up in general area up there, but in Pennsylvania, and pick up Fred. K2HA. Good evening, Fred.
Good evening, Kathleen. Peace and blessings to you. And everybody on the net, this is Fred, K2HA, over here in Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to support the program tonight. I want to thank everybody who is presenting. And we encourage everybody who is listening to take the course and sign up. You can sign up on the SCARS website. And even if you already have an extra license like I do, you might want to review and learn about those new questions. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thank you, Fred. And actually, we have two of our class members aboard this evening. That is Ken, KD9NDJ. And I got to find the other one here, but I'm not sure he's still there. Oh, there he is, Tom and Dayton, KG5 Zulu, India. So welcome to them, and hopefully they'll have a lot of fun this evening. And you guys, if you have any questions, throw them out to those instructors tonight. All right, it's been my pleasure to have been part of your program, but it's time to move on, and I'm going to call on Dave, DW8SCL, who's over there in Wales. Would you please take it from here? And good evening to you, Dave, and good evening to your family.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy. This is GW8SCL here, and I will be covering the first three major categories. Category E1 covers the commission rules, which comprises six exam questions from six groups, which are 75 questions in total. Now, a typical question would read, which of the following carrier frequencies is illegal for lower sideband AFSK emissions on the 17-meter band RPTY and data segment of 18.068 to 18.110 megahertz? Now, answer A will be 18.068 megahertz. Answer B, 18.1 megahertz. Answer C, 18.107 megahertz. And answer D, 18.110 megahertz. Now, to find the answer, you must first determine the upper and lower band edges. Secondly, think about how far your signal extends from the center frequency. you should find that your lower sideband signal will extend outside of the allocated band edge, and 18.068 MHz would be the correct answer. Now on to category E2, which covers operating procedures. There is 5 exam questions out of 5 groups with a total of 61 questions in all. Now, a typical question from this group, or category, would be, what is the direction of an ascending pass for an amateur satellite? Now, answer A is from west to east. Answer B, from east to west. Answer C, from north to south. And answer D, answer C, from south to north. And answer D, from north to south. Now, to answer this question, you would ask yourself, what direction was the original launch from Earth? The correct answer is from south to north while ascending. And category E3 covers radio wave propagation. Now, there's 3 exam questions on this one from 3 groups with a total of 41 questions. Now, a typical question would be, what is the approximate maximum separation measured along the surface of the Earth between 2 stations communicating by EME? Answer A will be 500 miles if the Moon is at perigee. Answer B, 2,000 miles if the Moon is at apogee. Answer C, 5,000 miles if the Moon is at perigee. And answer D being 12,000 miles if the Moon is visible by both stations. And now the answer to that one would be, as EME stands for Earth-Moon-Earth Communications, D is the correct answer. And at this point, I'll pass it over to my very good friend over there in Ridley Park in Pennsylvania. Over to you, Chief, W4RFJ from GW8SZL.
GW8SZL. And the net, this is W4RFJ. Well, thanks, Dave. This is W4RFJ, and I will be continuing with the next 3 major categories in the new extra exam. Category E4. Oh, and by the way, Captain, I did finish my ice cream. I challenged myself with that. Category E4 covers amateur practices. 5 exam questions, 5 groups. Typical question includes, which of the following limits the highest frequency signal that can be accurately displayed on a digital oscilloscope? A, sampling rate of the analog to digital converter. B, amount of memory. C, Q of the circuit. And or D, all of these choices are correct. Answer, remember, here the question is asking about a digital oscilloscope. The correct answer is A, the sampling rate of the analog to digital converter. Let me grab a nickel. Category E5 covers electrical principles. 4 exam questions, 4 groups. Typical question, what can cause the voltage across the reactances in a series RLC circuit to be higher than the voltage applied to the entire circuit? Could it be A, resonance, B, capacitance, C, conductance, or D, resistance? Well, the answer is, at resonance, the voltage across the inductor and capacitor in a series circuit can be many times greater than the applied voltage. In practical circuits, it could be 10 to 100 times greater. How can this be? The reason is that the capacitor and the inductor store the supplied energy, dissipating a small amount of it in the resistive losses. The applied voltage pumps the resonant circuit, building up energy in each component. A, resonance, is the correct answer. Let me grab a nickel. And my last category, E6, covers circuit components. 6 exam questions and 6 groups. Typical question, in what application does gallium arsenide used as a semiconductor material? A, in a high current rectifier circuit, B, in a high power audio circuit, C, in a microwave circuit, or D, in very low frequency RF circuits? Well, the answer to this is C, microwave circuits. This use is relatively insensitive to overheating owing to their wider energy band gap, and they also tend to create less noise or disturbance in the electrical signal in electronic circuits. And that's it's less loss than in a silicon device, especially at high frequencies, and that's especially why it's good in microwave. Okay, this is W4RFJ. Are there any further check-ins or questions before we continue? Please call W4RFJ with the Thursday information net. Okay, hearing none, I pass it on to my fellow South Cardian, KB9EWG. Take her away, Dave, and top of the evening. W4RFJ.
Outstanding, Chief. Thank you. Good evening to you and the Admiral both. And good evening to everybody on South Cars. This is David, KB9EWG. Echo 2289 is my South Cars number. And my portion of the program this evening will wind up the overview of the extra class license pool. And in specific, the last four major category groups. Category Echo 7E7 covers practical circuits. There are 8 exam questions in 8 groups in this section here. A typical question would be, which circuit is bistable? A, an AND gate. B, an AN-OR gate. C, a flip-flop. Or D, a bipolar amplifier. Well, the correct answer is C, a flip-flop bistable is an adjective pertaining to an electrical or electronic circuit having two stable states. Stand by. Okay, category Echo 8 covers signals and immersions. There's 4 exam questions and 4 groups. A typical question would be, what is the name of the process that shows that a square wave is made of a sine wave plus all of its odd harmonics? A, Fourier analysis. B, vector analysis. C, numerical analysis. Or D, differential analysis. Well, the correct answer is A, alpha. Fourier analysis. Fourier analysis is a method of defining periodic waveforms in terms of a trigonometric functions. The method gets its name from a French mathematician and physicist named Jean-Baptiste. Joseph Baron Dufour, who lived during the 18th and 19th centuries. Stand by so I can reset it. Okay, now we're going to move on to category Echo 9, E9, which covers antennas and transmission lines. There's 8 exam questions and 8 groups. A typical question for this category would be, what is an isotropic antenna? A grounded antenna used to measure earth conductivity. B, a horizontally polarized antenna used to compare Yagi antennas. C, a theoretical omnidirectional antenna used as a reference for antenna gain. Or D, a spacecraft antenna used to direct signals towards Earth. Well, the correct answer on that one is C, Charlie. A theoretical omnidirectional antenna used as a reference for antenna gain. An isotropic antenna is a theoretical antenna that radiates equally in all directions, horizontally and vertically, with the same intensity The antenna has a gain of 1 dB in a spherical space all around it and has an efficiency of 100%. Stand by, I'm going to reset for the next category here. And then there's category E0, which covers safety. One exam question and one group. I need to turn the page here. Okay, a typical question. What does SAR measure? A, synthetic aperture ratio of the human body. B, Bravo, signal amplification rating. C, the rate at which RF energy is absorbed by the body. Or D, the rate of RF energy reflected by from stationary terrain. Well, the correct answer is C, Charlie, the rate at which RF energy is absorbed by the body. SAR, specific absorption rate, is a measure of the rate of RF radio frequency energy absorption by the body from the source being measured. At this point, do we have any further check-ins or anybody with any questions or comments? This is KV9EWG.
Romeo Fox, Juliet.
Hi, Tom in Dayton. Sorry I'm late.
Okay, I got RFJ and looks like ZI. RFJ, go ahead there. W4RFJ, go ahead there, please.
Thank you, Dave. A couple things I wanted to share real quick. First of all, I want to send off a huge Bravo Zulu to KY6V for his efforts putting together this program tonight. I'm very impressed with it, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I also want to pass along a as big, if not bigger, Bravo Zulu to Mademoiselle Sunshine down there, and excellent job. I also wanted to share with the group, I just completed registering and got acknowledgement as being a licensing instructor registered with the ARRL organization. So I thought that was something pretty cool to share. Anyway, back to net control. Thanks for letting me jump in. W4RFJ, Ridley Park.
Well, bravo, Chief. Thank you so much. I definitely want to echo your comments as far as the captain and the admiral there putting together a fine presentation this evening. I'm very proud to be part of it myself this evening, so thank you for your comments. Congratulations on becoming a registered instructor. I did that myself about 5 years ago, and I even got the engraved name badge for that privilege there, being a registered instructor. So thank you, Chief. Good to hear from you, and great comments. I'll pass it over to KC5ZI, Zulu India, Tom in Dayton there. Go ahead.
Hello, David, and hello to everyone else. Good evening. This is KG5ZI, and I want to thank you also, all you folks, for putting this together. It's been many years since I've even contemplated becoming an extra, but I'm going to do that this time, and I'm going to make it. So listening to the questions thus far tonight, it appears that I've got a lot of studying to do. So I'll get all that stuff printed up, and I look forward to the actual course. Appreciate it again. Over here in Dayton, it's been hot and humid, and it's nice to be inside. And we'll get all this printed up and have some fun. Hopefully we can get upgraded. 73, thank you. This is KG5ZI.
I'll put it this way. You will be upgraded. Thank you, Tom. Good evening to you. And I will be proud to be part of one of the presenters, helping you on your way to your extra journey there. And I also I've been doing online examinations with the group out of Los Angeles there. So I might even be able to help you with your examination. But anyways, I'm sure we will get you educated and get you your extra. Once again, I'll see if there's any other check-ins, questions, or comments before I move along here. This is KV9EWG. Hearing no more, at this point, I'm going to pass it back to the captain, who, as the chief said, put together a very fine presentation for us this evening. I'm very proud to be part of it. And I will be proud to be one of the presenters in the extra class course there. So it's going to be a great thing to look forward to, and it's always a pleasure being part of people's education and moving on with amateur radio. This is KB9EWG, passing it over to the captain. Your turn there, Gordon.
Well, thank you very much, David, and thank you to everybody that's presented here this evening. Nice job. Wave at Tom up there in Dayton. You know, guys and gals, that Tom's been around with ham radio for quite a while. He holds currently an advanced ticket and has decided he's going to put the final ribbon on it and go for the extra. I don't know if he's anxious for that extra 25KC or he just wants to say that he made it, but nice to have you, Tom. In summary, tonight our program gave us some history of SCARS and started some 10 years ago supplying license courses. We learned how the VEC FCC goes about issuing its updated question pools on a four-year basis. And the amateur extra question pool was updated and became effective July 1st of this year. We publicized the fact that our extra course would start this year on August the 9th and run through September the 8th. This meant that the course would be 5 weeks in duration with 2 one-hour classes per week. That's on a Sunday and a Tuesday evening. And this then supplying 10 one-hour classes for the duration of the course. Let me buy one more nickel here. It was noted that all of the class material is being supplied free of charge and should cover everything you need for a successful completion of the course, we hope. In order for you to test the temperature of the water, the 10 major categories encompassing the license effort were highlighted and further shown with an example question of each here tonight. And last but not least, we tried to emphasize the importance of staying with the schedule and faithfully reviewing your class assignments before the class so appropriate questions and answers could be handled during the class period. It should be noted before closing that the amateur extra exam is not an easy one, guys, as you probably got a taste here with some of the questions tonight. However, with your perseverance and desire to succeed, you should come out in the long run with grace and yielding a well-deserved accomplishment. So before we ask the fat lady to sing and close it for this evening, do we have any other comments out there or anything for the good of the order? If so, please call Gordon, KY6V now. Over.
KG5ZI.
Mr. Tom, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Gordon. Good evening. And I want to thank you for getting me all updated and so forth. And thank you for the course. We are going to do it this time. And to answer your question is just to have the prestige of being an amateur extra. Hi, hi. So with that, 73, I'm going to hold back and listen and get prepared. KY6V in the group, KG5ZI.
Hey, my Charlie Bravo.
Yeah, I almost doubled a little bit with you, George. Pick you up in just a second, Tiger. Thanks for that, Tom. And, you know, part of the kudos will be that extra 25KC that you can play with, too. Lima Charlie Bravo. Mr. T, Orange City, how thou be? Over.
Yeah, uptight and out of sight. Just wanted to jump in there, Gordon, and mention the fact over the past few years that South Cars has been given these pre-tests and for the different classes of license there. It's always been a helpful group. If there's a certain part of the exam that those that don't totally understand, don't be afraid or embarrassed to ask the questions there. Or, you know, shoot an email to the group there, and as what I've seen and heard over the past few years, y'all will double up backwards, try to get the correct information. With that, I put my nickel in there, so we'll let it roll. KW4, Lima, Charlie Bravo, back to KY6 Santa V.
Well, thank you for that, George. KY6 V here for SCARS. You know, you and I have been with it just from the start of all of this. For the information you folks that are connected, George has been always a very stout supporter of SouthGars, but he obtained his extra license back many years ago by going through our extra course here on SouthGars. So kudos to you, George, and kudos to SouthGars, I guess is what I want to say. Anybody else before we close, please? KY6V, call now.
EJ.
Hotel America. I don't know if I like the Alpha or the America better, but they're both good. Go ahead, friend.
Thank you, Gordon. Well, just wanted to point out, I believe, the Sunday night courses, classes, start at 7 o'clock. And that's going to postpone the rag chew until after the class is done. So we might have a few minutes at the end to do the rag chew on Sunday evening. So we'll play it by ear. But if I'm correct, it starts at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. So, back to you, Gordon. This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, excellent point, Fred. Thanks for that. That is all correct. 7 o'clock is correct for the start of the class on Sunday evenings. So that'll start with the first Sunday in the 5 weeks on August the 9th. I know I had thought about changing the publicized schedule on our website for those Sundays, but I don't know that I did it, to be frank with you. So I've made another note here. If I haven't, I'll get that squared away, too, at least for August through the early part of September. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all those ships out at sea, this has been SCARS VOIP. Net schedules and general information be found on our SCARSVOIP.com website. And this is KY6V closing the net, moving the server back to normal and regular use. Bye-bye, all, and we should have a podcast posted on the website sometime late morning tomorrow. KY6V clear. Thank you.